I wrote it for the Orion because they're so terrific, and they commissioned. Well, actually, it was David Krakauer, the clarinetist, who commissioned a piece called Magyar Madness for Orion and himself. And it's a big piece, and they did it terrifically well. So they wanted me to do something without clarinet, just for them. So String Quartet Number 2 is the result. And it's probably about 20 minutes. It's in four movements that, as I usually often do, connect. So it's like, it seems like one giant arch of a piece. And for some reason, I'm entranced by fugues, and I love to write fugues. I've written a lot of them in recent times. And so it begins with the first movement with a wild fugue, and goes on from there.
All of the movements run together, correct?
Yes. I have this way of... I often write them separately as movements, and then little by little they go together. I don't try to make them go together, but somehow they interact and flow into the other. And also, it's more unified than that. In the last movement, the beginning fugue comes back, so there's a sense of return. I haven't heard the piece yet, as we speak.
You haven't heard the rehearsal yet?
No, so I don't really know what it sounds like. It's always very scary for me to encounter a piece. It's like a baby. You know what babies look like in general, but when your baby arrives, oh my God, you know, poo and screaming and whatever. It's like you have to get, part of hearing a new piece is getting used to a new piece. This is your baby. You better like it or whatever. Deal with it.
Well, I noticed going through your works that you really haven't written that many chamber works before about 10 years ago, maybe about 4 or 5. What was it that caused you to decide, and now you've written like 10 more in the past 10 years. What about chamber music, chamber instrumental music, made you want to write more works in that genre?
It came up. So about chamber groups started to come to me. And I got interested in that. I have, for some reason, I've gotten many less orchestral commissions, so I haven't had to do that. And I've written so much orchestral music, I'm kind of glad. And I love writing chamber music. Being a pianist, I've played so much music for piano and strings, and I've been involved musically with the chamber groups forever. The orchestra was actually the stretch for me to write for orchestra, which is very unfamiliar. And so I'm in a way getting back to something I'm more acquainted with.